Courage is good for you. Once upon a time, on one of the six largest islands in the world, the island of Sumatra, which is part of the country Indonesia, which is located on the continent of Asia, there lived a small Sumatran rhino baby with his parents. The rhino baby had no siblings and often played by himself. What he liked best, however, was hanging out and playing with his friends, the baby elephants, the baby rhinos, and the orangutan babies. The rhino's very best friend was an orangutan baby. He shared everything with him and told him all his secrets. They spent as much time together as possible and visited each other as often as they could. Their favorite game was hide and seek. The two loved this game best because they were able to go deep into the rainforests in search of wonderful places to hide. Of course, it was easier for the orangutan baby to find special places to hide because it was far smaller than the rhino baby was and could also climb the large, dense trees and hide between their branches. But today, the little orangutan baby had a little cold and could not play in the forest with his friend, the rhino baby. This made the rhino baby very sad, but he then had a wonderful idea. He would visit his sick friend. So he packed a basket with fresh fruit and tasty cookies and set out on his way. His mother had baked the cookies, and he could smell them from his backpack as he walked. On the way through the large and dense rainforest, the baby rhino met many of its other inhabitants: elephants, several species of monkeys, snakes, turtles, chameleons, and zebras crossed his path. All the animals were very friendly and helpful. When he had almost reached the home of his sick friend, the orangutan baby, the baby rhino came to a large gorge, which he did not have the courage to cross. He stood there, anxiously, with trembling legs, and looked into it sadly. Then, a small golden hamster passed by. He saw the sad rhino baby and sat down next to him in front of the canyon. The little hamster looked questioningly at the rhino baby with his little eyes, and the rhino baby told him about his fear of crossing the gorge.
I would really love to visit my sick friend, the orangutan baby, who lives a bit further in the rainforest,
he told the hamster. The hamster thought for a moment and said,
You know, it's really not as bad as it looks. Everyone is afraid sometimes. Once I was afraid to cross a large bamboo field, but my grandmother taught me a wonderful trick. Every time I do not have enough courage, I tell myself, courage is good for you. And believe me, big guy, it works. Sometimes I'm so afraid that I have to say it over and over, but so far it has always worked. Give it a try.
The rhino baby liked the hamster's courage and determination. He was still a little unsure, but the hamster did not give him much time to think about this.
Come, I'll show it to you,
said the hamster, and started to run. Totally amazed and surprised, the little baby rhino set off after him. The hamster took a flying leap and jumped over the gorge. The rhino baby watched him with admiration.
Come on, you're next,
cried the hamster from the other side of the gorge.
Oh, dear,
thought the little rhino baby.
How will I manage that? Is there really no bridge around here? The hamster is so much smaller and much lighter than I am, and he can jump better too.
Come on, you can do it,
called the hamster from the other side. The rhino gathered all his courage. He thought of the sick baby orangutan, the delicious cookies he wanted to share with him, and the words of the hamster's grandmother.
I will do it. I want to do it, and I can do it,
he thought. He breathed deeply and said to himself,
Courage is good for me. Courage is good for me. Courage is good for me.
And again.
Courage is good for me.
And one last time.
Courage is great for me.
Full steam ahead, and with an iron will, the rhino baby took a running start and jumped over the great ravine.
Yay! You did it! You did it!
Cheered the hamster, jumping for joy. The little rhino baby could hardly believe it himself. He stood on the other side of the gorge and was proud when he realized he really had managed to overcome his fear. Filled with excitement, the rhino baby tried it out again, and again it worked. The baby rhino was incredibly proud of himself and knew now that he would be able to overcome all the hurdles life placed before him. He only had to trust in himself and in what he did. After conquering the gorge, the two walked the rest of the way to the little sick orangutan baby's home together. When they arrived there, they told the orangutan baby about how bravely the rhino baby had conquered his fear and how the hamster had come to his rescue and helped him with his grandmother's trick for boosting one's courage. Courage is good for you. The orangutan baby was so proud of his friend and happy for him. Together, the three friends ate the cookies and fresh fruit and had a wonderful afternoon, laughing and telling each other funny stories. They had so much fun together that the sick orangutan baby was almost better by bedtime. They now knew that courage is good for you, and that it could help them achieve so many goals in life.